If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. If you've missed my previous shows, the two shows that I've had so far for 2025, I please encourage you to go listen to it. And I want to thank you for showing up every week to listen to the show. If you do, hello, mom. because in the end of the day, for me, the last two shows personally was also such a wonderful time to reflect, first of all, on 2024, but also to take in 2025 and think of what I want to have out of this year, also as a family, also personally. And it's been really nice. So please go listen to it. It gave me some inspiration and ideas. And also to take a moment to sit in and reflect about what I want and what I have created thus far. And yeah, it was wonderful. So thank you for giving me that opportunity to do that. I enjoy it. So I always say Bump and Beyond seems to be my therapy in the end of the day. So thank you so much for allowing me to be with you every week. I really, really, really appreciate it. For me, this week, especially also now, we're going to talk a little bit about, on the note of preparing and getting into 2025, today specifically, I want to talk about preparing for baby number two. So not number one, number two, which is a little bit different, actually. I personally remember when I was pregnant with number two, people would come up to me. You know, when you're pregnant the first time, I mean, I think it's a little bit like that the second time. If I recall, it is 11 years ago, I was pregnant for the second time. So it is a while ago. But with the first time, I very specifically remember how everything was about the pregnancy. I was so dumb that by the time I gave birth, I realized I was only reading pregnancy books and I didn't read any baby books. And I've said this many times before that pregnancy, birth, all those things is a very big thing when you're in it. But in all honesty, it's a blip in the journey of parenting. And my theme for this year, a lot of my reflection, my own personal reflection was about and thinking about things that I didn't achieve in 2024. I realized that it was 1 year in my existence and one thing I didn't do. There was 1,000 things I did do that I didn't really think I was going to be able to do that was great. And it doesn't mean it's over. Luckily, I have another chance to work at certain things, change things up if I need to. And that's my kind of theme for the year as well. When I'm talking on the show, is when it comes to parenting, even though we're talking now, we're preparing for baby number two, I want to encourage you to think of the parenting journey as a long game. Because that's what it is. It's a long game, to be honest. It's not a short game. And when you're in the trials and tribulation of babies and getting babies, often you feel very in the trenches and you can't see, what's that saying? It's like you can't see the forest when you're in the woods. You only see the trees around you. And that's you're very much stuck inside it. And you forget to see, and we're very hard on ourselves when it comes to that parenting journey. And when we do something wrong, or we don't do it in the perfect way, or it doesn't turn out how we envisioned that it would turn out. And I want to say to you that, and I don't want to reduce any of those things when I say it's a blip in the total picture. That's not at all what I want to do. I just want you to not reduce your parenting journey to one action. Don't, or decision, or your feeling wrong choice. You might actually make a choice at a certain point and think, oh, that was the worst choice ever. You don't know. 10 years down the line, you might actually think, you probably would have forgotten about that choice, to be honest. Or you might actually think, oh, you know what? If it wasn't for that thing that happened, it wouldn't have turned out the way it did. And that's what I want to encourage, especially this year, is thinking long term. So even though we're in the trenches of preparing for baby number two and preparing for this year, I want you to think a little bit about the long game. Think about it as the long game and don't reduce any action or experience or decision to one thing, because it's a billion choices, a billion actions you make as a parent. And in all honesty, you will be a freak of nature if you made every choice right. There is no such thing. And also, you're putting a lot of pressure on your children if you're going to be the perfect parent, because they will never be able to live up to that. So don't try that. Anyway, so helping me not segue onto a soapbox today, luckily I have a guest, because already I can feel it going in a direction. Today we're talking about preparing for baby number two, and I've got a very pregnant mom joining me today. Katrien Pienaar is joining me, and she's a mom already, obviously, because she's preparing for baby number two. She's also an entrepreneur. She's the founder of Moms Meetup, because she's very much about creating community, which we're all about here at High FM, creating community and being part of a community and connection. Hello, Katrien. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Landi. Thank you for having me.
I want to first of all ask, how far along are you and how are you feeling?
Okay, so I'm 7 months, but I have to say it's difficult to say. With your first pregnancy, you know exactly how far you are. I'll tell you that I'm 28 weeks and 4 hours pregnant. This time, every now and again, I'll glance at the pregnancy app to see how far I am, and then I won't believe it that I'm 29 weeks, and I don't know how it went that quickly. So I think I'm about 29 weeks, but I'll have to check on my app.
And I mean, that's really what I wanted to say earlier as well. I remember when I was pregnant the second time, people would, and I mean, sometimes I was already like full on pregnant, and then people would come up to me and be like, congratulations. And I would be like, what are they talking? Oh, thank you.
It's like, I know.
It took me a moment because I was like really, you know, I know. You obviously also had those inappropriate people come up to you and touch your belly. And by the second time around, I was very vocal about that.
Oh, really?
It's like, don't do that.
No, but you really forget. Last week, I played hide and seek with my little girl, and then I realized I can't fit under the bed to play this in the game. So you really forget about it.
And I mean, those are the like now good examples of things that the second time around, that is a very different lived experience when there's a toddler running around and you are pregnant. It can become, yeah, it has its own challenges. And again, I think one of the things is that you realize that the pregnancy is, yeah, a shorter, it's a smaller part of it. It's you can't relish as much, I feel, in it as what you do the first time. But in other ways, I think because the second time around, I felt, and I mean, I'm wondering if that's something that you experience as well, is that for me, certain parts I appreciated a lot more, because I was actually unsure if I was going to get a third child. Now I'm sure I'm not going to get a third child, but I was pretty sure I only wanted two. And there were certain parts that I was like really trying to focus on. Like I didn't do a pregnancy shoot the first time around. The second time around, I did do it. And I've never, now that I think about it, ever looked at those pictures.
You must go back and look at them. But it's very true. You really want to soak in this time. And there is a bit of a sad feeling that what if this is your last time? Because it's also, like you said, it's just a small part of your life or your parenting journey. But it's such a small part. And you really want to enjoy all of it. So now that I'm by 29 weeks, I'm actually like, oh no, there's only about 10 weeks left for this.
Yeah, and I mean, it is also a special time. And that's, again, just when I say it's such a blip in the existence, I really don't want to take away from it, because it is also such a, you're literally growing a person inside of you. I mean, it's like from nothing. There is now a person. And I mean, by 7 months already in 29 weeks, you can now feel that baby moving inside of you. That's such, and I mean, that for me is like, I feel sorry for men that they never get to feel what that feels like, because it is so cool. It's exhausting as well, and we can complain about it, but it's also so cool. So I'm very much excited to get into this conversation with you a lot more.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you're just joining me, you are on Bump and Beyond. This is 101.9 High FM, and we are talking parenting. I'm your host, Yolandi Becker, and I am talking specifically to Katrien Pienaar. She is now super pregnant, and we're talking about preparing for baby number two. Katrien is a really nice, you should go follow her on Instagram on Mom's Meetup. It's a really like a page. She's a nice lady. It's fun to follow her, to follow her journey, and also to connect with her. So please go follow her on Instagram. It's worth it. She puts you in a good mood. It's one of those people you want that makes you feel good about yourself. So go and check that out. Again, earlier I mentioned I wanted to thank everyone who is always joining me on this journey of me climbing on my soapbox, talking about parenting. I want to remind you, I am not the perfect parent. I get experts on my show on purpose. It's so that I can also learn from these experiences. But in the same breath, I love sharing my own experiences with it. But I also wanted to just give a proper shout out today to Mr. Alan Bulafkin. I got to know his son, David, and a daughter-in-law, Kelly, over the last 2 months or month, I would say. And it was really wonderful. So hi, Alan. I wanted to give a special shout out to him. I hear he listens to the show. So thank you, Alan and Mom, for listening to my show. I really appreciate it. On that note, Katrien, we're talking about preparing, and we've said that it's a little bit different now, the second time around, compared to the first in lots of ways. It goes away quickly, but you also want to appreciate it. But what are some of the challenges that you feel you're facing now this time around that you didn't face the first time around?
So I think one of the biggest challenges is just allowing myself to feel tired, especially during the first trimester when the fatigue was overwhelming. I often fell asleep next to my two-year-old while she was playing. So just finding the energy to keep up with her while managing pregnancy symptoms like nausea and fatigue has been tough. The first with this pregnancy, I really felt like, am I that much older this time? Why am I so much more tired? But it's just because I am jumping on the trampoline and running around most of the time while being pregnant.
Yeah. And I mean, it is. I think that is the thing that you underestimate, is the fact that in the beginning, but I remember I was also still working with the first pregnancy, but I mean, I took naps. I remember in my car during lunch break. Please, luckily, my employer, that's not a long time ago, they're not my employer anymore. But during lunch break, I remember that. But now, with the second one, obviously, second pregnancy, and now taking care of a toddler, that's a challenge as well, that you now have to be able to apparently go under beds and play hide and seek, jump on trampolines and all sorts of things. Is that challenging? I mean, that's now, how do you give yourself grace when you're like trying to fall asleep and you have to be present?
Yeah, I think you must just allow yourself and not feel bad if those moments happen, because it's going to happen. And I think with your first pregnancy, you allow yourself that more because you think, you know, I'm pregnant, I'm allowed to be this tired. Now you feel that you're not allowed to. So I think just allowing yourself, giving yourself that grace, really makes it easier.
Yeah, and I mean, it is. And again, let's not like reduce our pregnant or our journey with one action. In the end of the day, those things do happen, but it is challenging when you have another child around to be. And I mean, for me, one thing that happens, I mean, you have mom guilt when you have the first one instantly. When you have a child, you have mom guilt. As soon as you find out you are pregnant with number two, it goes to a next level.
No.
And sorry to tell you, Katrien, when that baby's born, it elevates mom guilt to a whole different level. But before we get to that conversation, have you spoken, what's your daughter's name?
Clara.
Clara. Oh, it's Katrien and Clara. Look at you. That's so beautiful. I really like that a lot. How have you spoken to her about baby coming? I mean, obviously, something's happening in your belly.
Yeah. And she's 2.5 now. And from the day I found out, I've been trying to involve her. At first, I did just small things like buying a book about becoming a sister, things like that. And that helped. But I think the turning point was one day she came along to a doctor's appointment because I couldn't find anyone to look after her during that time. And she saw her little brother on the ultrasound, and she started talking about him, giving him high fives on my tummy. And I think this made her realize that there's really a baby brother coming. And I'd recommend this to anyone.
You're going to have a boy, so it's going to be a pigeon pair.
Yeah, that's also a whole different challenge in itself. But I'll definitely recommend this to anyone. If your doctor allows it, take your little ones with. It really makes them feel so much more part of it.
Oh, I remember I didn't take my son with. I don't know if it was not allowed or what the reasoning was. I lie. I do think it was one of the last ultrasounds. I think it did come with. Or we got a CD. You see, now this is how old I am. They actually gave us a CD. I was like, if I got a CD now, I wouldn't even know where to play it. But they gave me a CD with the ultrasound on it so I could play it to him. And I can remember then to show him, and he was also a lot more involved. And that's a nice idea. I think it's also, I remember now. He came with when we did like the 3D scan.
Oh, wow. And that's a special one.
Because then you can see, because I mean, I think it's a little bit different now, also ultrasounds in comparison to 10 years ago. I'm very sure they have a lot better technology now, and you can see it. But I mean, my ultrasounds were still like, what's that? Yeah. Really? It's a boy? Are you sure that's not an arm? I sound very old now.
Well, and then also I'm lucky that she really loves playing with dolls. Yeah. So I'm getting very excited about the idea of helping me and choosing his clothes. I do think that she has very big expectations of him. She's planning the first week he has to jump with her on the trampoline and make up him, and she wants to. So she has very high expectations, but I'm trying to let her ride this way for now and be like, please.
Yeah, she'll notice that they're actually quite boring ones.
Yes, I think she's going to be very sad when she realizes
that they don't really jump on trampolines just quite yet. But it is nice. It's a nice little gap that you have as well. But how are you? I mean, also, with baby number one, there's a whole nesting thing that happens and preparing for the baby, creating a room, all those type of things. Obviously, those things also have to happen with the second baby around. But even that is different because I assume, I don't know, maybe you're one of those people who design a whole new baby. I mean, for me, I was just like, finally, we can use the cot again. And, you know, those type of things. And you're like very happy that you have a little bit of longevity on those really expensive purchases you made initially. Yeah. How is that different with regards to like things you need? I mean, also, isn't it different? Like the first time around, I didn't really know what I would need. No. So you went to like Baby City and you were scanning all the stuff that looks cool.
Yeah, everything. I have so many things in Clara's room that hasn't been used ever.
Yeah.
You're a bit overwhelmed the first time. I have to say it's quite a relief to know you don't really need everything. But I understand why you do it the first time, because how are you supposed to know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And the shop has all these things and it all looks like really important and really cool.
Yeah. So I think I'm a bit more intentional now. And actually, since having a toddler in the house, our house can get quite messy. So I'm decluttering. So my husband jokes and says that nothing in our house is safe from me throwing it out, because I'll look at it for a while and just, no, we're not using it. So it's definitely different, but I think it's easier now because you know what you really need. And you won't believe it. I mean, I thought there's nothing else that we would need after we had one. But there's actually now a few things, like three things that I really want to get that I didn't have with the first one.
Oh, what are those three things?
Okay, so one is a bed railing. Just because often they do sleep on the bed when you're somewhere, even if you're in the room, it just makes it easier to have that. And then, and I actually got this tip from you, is those those sleep sacks.
Oh, yeah, sleeping bags. That is also, every time I go to a baby shower, I buy someone a sleep sack.
No, because, you know, we didn't know about that at that time. So then we heard we have to swaddle the baby. And I felt terrible to push her in this little blanket and she doesn't look happy. And I don't think she's enjoying it. So I just, she was never swaddled, because it freaked me out to do that with her. And I think having something like that will make it so much easier, and just for regulating the temperature and not having a big blanket, or what kind of blanket you put over them, and so I'm very happy for that tip that I actually got from you.
Another
thing that I'm definitely getting this time.
Yeah, and the third thing.
I can't remember what it was.
Now it's pregnancy brain is stepping in. I love that.
It has to do with the fact that I have another one now. You get a certain baby carrier that I would love to get, and I know there's one for little girls to use too. Like there's a replica. So that was the third thing. That's the third big thing to have. Like,
I love that.
One for her and one for me.
Yeah. So nice. I had a boy first and then a girl. Like, he was not so much into babies.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a whole different. Now she's like, she takes her parenting with her dolls very seriously, and she
my daughter, I can even remember she put her dolls, like when she put them in the car, then she put safety belts on them and all this, like they were so cute. How she took care of her dolls, and then like later I'd be like, where's your baby? And then I would find the baby like underneath something. It's like, okay, only lost.
No, I've had to turn around. We'll be late for something and I'll have to turn around because I forgot her baby at home. So I think her baby's going to be harder work than my new baby.
you forget that newborn.
I know, you forget. I know.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond. And today we're talking about preparing for baby number two and how different it is and how different the process is. And my guest today is Katrien Pienaar, and we're talking, she's a mom, she's an entrepreneur. She's also the founder of the Moms Meetup. And she's also has a nutrition company as well, for that matter. So she's really a passionate about moms and what moms do. Thank you so much for joining me. If you've missed a show so far, please don't worry. As always, it is available as a podcast afterwards that you can go listen to on highfm.com. All the shows on highfm are available as podcasts. So you can actually go listen to them at your own convenience. And it's really, it's wonderful. So, and we've really had such great topics that we've talked about on the show. So you can not just prepare for baby number two, you can also go prepare for baby number one. There's lots of topics that we've spoken about. On that note, if there is something specific you do want me to talk about in future, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can send an email to kathy@highfm.com or to me, yolandi@goodnightbaby.co.za. I would love to hear from you and have some ideas. You can also, of course, DM me on Instagram, Yolandi Becker. It's Yolandi with a J and Becker with a CK, if you were wondering. I don't know how many Yolandi Beckers there can possibly be. I don't think it's that unique. But yes, Catherine, has been such a nice conversation so far about talking how different it is. And again, I think the second time around, I only need to ask people for diapers and wipes. That was the only thing until I saw, because I had a boy first and then a girl, and the girl clothes. Oh my word, the cutest things in the world, and the pink overflow. And I'm not even someone who's seriously into pink. And I loved it so much, all the pink. But you also get cute boy outfits, but that is a little bit different. I feel the girl outfits are a lot cuter. So I definitely got, and I mean, it was also not just, I didn't even have to ask people. I just got a lot of girl stuff. So I really had so many cute outfits. But that never changes. Even now, Emmy is already 11. And often when we go shopping, I'm like, oh, this is so cute. No, I love it. And so it's like, who thought I would be that person? Not me. Okay. But you've already now said some products and tips that you've discovered, like the second time that you've used. What are some of the things that you didn't use? What did you get that you're like, well, that was a great waste of time?
Well, and these were all things that I put on my baby registry. So everyone that bought it, you know, it was me that said I want it, but I didn't know. So one of the things would be like it's a thing that you put around the baby when they sleep. It's like a curly
like a cot bumper type of thing, or like one of those type of things.
So I'm sure some moms really use it, but it's something that I didn't use it, but I thought that I would. Yeah. So I think you really discover what works for you. I think all the products out there, I think they all have a space, and I think a lot of parents use the one or the other, but what's going to work for you might not work for another. So yeah. I remember when I looked at, when I wanted to put up a baby registry, I looked at my friends' registries and I copy and pasted what they said, and what they said, that's what I need. So that is something that I think I used, that I got, that I really didn't use at the end of the day. And then also the sleep consultants won't love me for this, but we never, and this is something that you're supposed to use, but we never used our cot. We wanted to use the cot. We planned. We had two. We had a beautiful wooden one, especially made for us. And we also had the camping cot. And we're going to see if it's going to work with baby number two. But with the first one, not so much. We just tried to survive. We were in survival mode. And at the end of the day, what worked was co-sleeping. So
That's also, I mean, you're saying it now with tongue in cheek and whatever, but I mean, then that's also what I always tell parents, is that there's not a right and a wrong when it comes to where your baby is sleeping in the end of the day. And I mean, there's a thousand, my baby slept in the car. I went for drives in the middle of the night to get my child to sleep. The amount of, I, with my son in his room, I had little paths that I walked. I literally had to replace the carpet because there was a little path that I had walked by rocking him to sleep the amount of times. It was, no, I mean, I think that's where good night came from, was that torture that I lived. But I mean, that's the thing, is like, I think there's so many things before you have baby number one that you say you will never do that you in the
definitely.
And I think that's less with baby number two. I think I think by after baby number one, you would never say, I will never do that.
Yeah,
I think we know that. At least we know that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think do what works for you. And if that's how the whole house gets to sleep, then that's it. And I think there's a lot less pressure the second time. You also learn that each child develops at their own pace.
Yeah.
So whether it's walking or sitting or potty training, there's definitely a bit of a relief and you just figure it out as you go.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that just now after this break.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you just joined me, you are on Bump and Beyond, and this is me, your host, Yolandi Becker, talking about parenting and talking about preparing for baby number two. If you've just joined me, don't worry, you can listen to this podcast because we're running out of time so quickly. Me and Katrien have like spoken too much, and it's been so fun. Thank you so much. My guest today, Katrien Pienaar, we're talking, and she's an entrepreneur, she's a mom, and she's 7 months pregnant. So in some ways, I guess she could pop any second, but luckily not. There's still some time. It's 29 weeks.
Absolutely not.
But it is like crazy. So now we've spoken a lot about the practical things and also preparing the first one and all those things. But one of the things that I want to talk about as well is the emotional side of, and I've already touched a little bit on mom guilt. And again, Katrien, I don't want to scare you, but I mean, it really does take on a whole other thing. But one of the dynamics I want to talk about when it comes to that is your relationship with your husband. And I mean, in the sense of like, for me, it's already from becoming two to three changes that dynamic a lot. And you really, and I mean, then going to four, I mean, I think you could, if you're a mom who's really going for it, and the, what I want to say is, when it's just one child, if you as a mom can do a lot on your own without your husband, with his useless nipples, when there is a second child coming, the dynamics of that changes, and he will have to. Even if you want to, you will have to be part of it. Have you guys had conversations about that? Are you ready for it? What? How is that dynamic changing? Are you nervous about it? Because my son was super mama. At that point. And I was very nervous because I didn't know how the hell is I'm going to get away. It, luckily, instantly, I don't know what happened, but I had the baby and he was papa.
Yeah, so I think we must have this chat again in when the baby's 3 months old, because now I can only imagine and plan how I think it's going to go, but it might just be completely different. But I can say my husband has been amazing with my little girl, and he really wants to be part of it all. But like I said, firstly, useless nipples, and secondly, sometimes and most of the times they really want to be with their mom. I'm not sure how it's gonna go, but we've been talking about it a lot, and I have been told that is one of the biggest mom guilt things when you have to say sorry I can't help you and your dad has to help you, and I think it's good just to be open-minded about it and to know that it is gonna happen. But yeah, like I said, luckily he is very involved. With my first pregnancy, my little girl came a little bit earlier than expected, and he still had a lot to do for work, so he couldn't take his. He worked from home at that time. Well, we still, but I had to be with Clara, and it was fine because it was only her. So it was fine that he couldn't put that much attention on us. But this time we said we have to plan at least 2 or 3 weeks earlier than the due date for him to be ready to have time open and not to work at that time. Just so, because he's going to have to put so much more attention to her. And especially, you know, in that first few weeks of having a newborn, even though I did it once, I think you forget everything. And then to put attention
not
to one.
Not necessarily that you forget everything. It's different. Uh-huh. You do know the basics, at least, how to change a nappy, because with the first one, lots of those things you don't know.
Yeah.
So the basics are there, but they're so different. Just remember with a pee-pee, with a penis, to put a little cloth on it, because it goes like a little helicopter when they pee.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I say to my husband, this is your baby, and you can do that. But like I said, we'll have to do this talk again once I know how it goes and how
I want to. We definitely have to do that, like a before and after. We so have to do that. And maybe the baby can be like in the background.
No, I'm telling you.
I also love the enthusiasm that you think you're going to have time to do another show at 3 months. I'm loving it.
Oh, that's so true.
I think that the dynamics for me when with my husband, I mean, first of all, the pregnancy itself. First time around, my husband, he's probably going to hate me that I'm telling everyone this, but he was like massaging my feet and my back with the first pregnancy. I think if I got one back rub, the second pregnancy, that was a lot. I honestly, there was a lot less of that nice stuff happening the second pregnancy around. So I'm really going to have to speak to him. So
you're
going to have
to,
I hope your husband is at least doing on that front a lot more. But it's also in that regard, already when I was full on pregnant, I do have to also say my husband was also a lot involved with helping with my son and things like that, a lot already before baby came. But is there anything else before we, I mean, like I said, we are running out of time very soon, but is there anything that you're really nervous about? And how, like, how are you like managing that, like concerns of like stressing? What are you really stressing about with baby number two coming?
I think there's a lot of things that I don't stress about. Like with the first one, I had to phone or call the nurse at 2 a.m. and ask me to help with her diaper. So those kind of things I'm not worried about. But this time, yeah, just balancing the two kids' needs. Yeah, I think something to remember, and someone actually said this to me, is that Clara is not a big sister yet. I think often we'll talk about, no, you're the older sister, you're the big sister. So you put so much responsibility on her. But if you think about it, 2.5 years old, that's still very small. Oh. So I think I'm a bit concerned about I'm scared that I'll automatically put her in this older or more responsible role. And even though it's good to have that, I think it's going to happen automatically. So, I think just, of course, I'm worried about just spending enough time on both and then spending enough time on myself and my husband also, making time for, you know, you want the whole package. You want it. That's not always possible.
It is, unfortunately, definitely not always possible. Time does change when you get the second one. That I definitely know. It's difficult. You're not going to have it all. And you need to mentally prepare yourself for that. You're not going to have it all. For sure not. But I have to say that it is an absolutely beautiful gift that you are giving Clara is a sibling. The relationship and the connection that they have is something that is very special and that you don't often get. And for 2 years of her life, she did not. And she's the only one. We call us, me, Oscar, and Stefan, we are the originals. Emmy sometimes gets angry at us, but we are the originals and she's like the add-on. It sounds mean, but it's not. Sarcasm is our love language. But it is, she is the only one who's ever had the opportunity to only have you guys for 2 years.
Yeah.
The second one's never gonna have that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately we have to go to an ad break. And then we'll get back to that quickly.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Can you believe it? Just like that, another show has come to an end. And it was such a nice one. Talking about preparing for baby number two. And I mean, it was a combination, I think. So, Katrien, thank you so much for joining me. It was really so lovely talking to a mom that's literally in the middle of it. I hope I scared you a little bit because you should be scared. I'm kidding. Like, it's really beautiful. It's really wonderful as well. Because the whole dynamics of your family will change. And it will be just like with the first one, a trying time. But It's beautiful. It's really, you can't believe that your heart can have so much capacity for love.
Yeah, definitely.
It's beautiful. And the relationship that you're creating for your two children, it's beautiful.
So you really give your other child a lifelong friend.
Yes, it is beautiful. So thank you so much for joining me. Before you go, Catherine, just will you just share with people where they can reach you if they want to make contact with you?
Yeah, of course. So I think the easiest is on Instagram. So Moms Meetup SA. We are actually a group of moms, a big group of moms now, that support each other. We have actual moms meetups where we connect monthly, and we have guest speakers. But we also have an amazing WhatsApp group where we support and connect with each other. So I'd really recommend just going to check out on Moms Meetup SA.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Catherine. It was so lovely having you. I hope you have a wonderful day. And good luck with the last stretch of the pregnancy.
Thanks so much. It was so good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And just like that, like I said, unfortunately, our show has come to an end. Luckily, it is available as a podcast on Hive FM for you to go listen to at any time and at your convenience. Next week, I am talking to Marita Besaidenhout, who's also the owner of Tummy's Full of Love. And we're talking specifically about a new venture she's taking on because we're going to talk about allergies with children. So join me next week as I speak to her about this new product for children specifically with allergies. I'm really looking forward to that conversation with Marita. Just a last side note before I go with preparing for your second child or for your first one. In the end of the day, again, think of your journey. Start thinking about your journey as a long journey. It's pregnancy and preparation. It's beautiful and you should do that and it helps for you. Preparation is never a bad thing. Okay. Mental preparation, physical preparation, it's necessary because it also gives you the opportunity to create time, to be honest. And that is something you are going to need, especially when you are having your second one. Even when you have your first one, you think you have time. I still have this funny Facebook every year when I see it, I laugh and I'm wondering what the hell was I doing. Before I had children, before I had my business, before I had the show, on Facebook, I have a memory that comes up every year. And it's like, what a busy day. And every time, even now, I burst out laughing at it because it was before children anything. I'm like thinking, what was I so busy with? I could have conquered the world with the amount of time I had. And yet I'm managing things in the end of the day. But preparation helps to create time so that you can take a moment to savor where you're at and enjoy where you're at. Take a moment to live in the moment and to take in what you, so that in retrospect, when you're thinking about that moment, you think, hey, I was there and it was nice and I'm happy about it, because happiness comes in retrospect. You're not happy in the moment, you're living the moment. Later you realize, oh, that was special, that was nice. But if you're busy looking on your phone, busy doing other things, you might just miss it. Okay. One of the greatest gifts, though, that we can give our children is the example of kindness. So I encourage you to go out there and be kind to someone today. Even if it's saying to someone, hey, you look pretty, do it just today. Not just today, every day. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, enjoy your day.